Hey, welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. We're talking about change this week, and change generally happens all the time. And we want to make sure that you're able to keep your team on track when that happens. Whether it's for a new project, there might be a new technology, it may be a new management reshuffle in the organization, or it could be something much more serious. And of course, the recent news from Silicon Valley Bank's collapse and the subsequent takeover by HSBC of their Silicon Valley Bank arm, in the UK at least, is just an example of how fast change can still happen today. We wanted to share with you just some of those tips that might be useful to you to navigate change with confidence and positivity. So the first thing we want to talk about is obviously communicating clearly that change. That might come from the top of the organization, but that might have already come from the top and need to be filtered down on a team level. So ensure that you communicate those changes to your team in a clear and concise manner. Explain why that change is necessary, what it means for you, what it means for the team, what it means for that individual, and what impact it's going to have on them, and what the expectations are for them going forward. I think it's really important to keep those lines of communication open and really encourage those people to ask questions about that change. What you don't want to have is that fear and uncertainty hanging over that change. What can you do to help alleviate that fear or any concerns that they may have, whether you do that now, today, or over the next few days after that change is coming? So fostering that positive mindset, of course, I think for all people, many people, they can find change to be quite daunting, particularly if they've been in a considerable time of stability without that change. But it's important to approach it with a positive mindset and encourage the team or your team to really focus on the opportunities that that change will bring rather than the challenges or the negativity. I think it's great and so important to celebrate those small wins along the way and acknowledge that team's hard work as that change really manifests itself. Make sure you're involving your team. So involving that team in the change process. You might have delivered what the change is going to be. You might not even have control of that change from further up in the organization. But perhaps you can ask their feedback, get their input towards that change and involve them in the decision making where possible. Is there things that are going on within your organization that you can feed back up and you have that open and transparent conversations with more senior management? I think this will help you build trust and ownership with your team. And of course, hopefully it will lead to better outcomes. And you know, you could have people that are at risk of moving on or leaving because of that change in the way it's being communicated. So make sure you nip that in the bud quite quickly. The other thing is making sure you provide that support. As I said earlier, change for some people can be very, very stressful. So I think it's important to recognize that and make sure you're able to provide that one-to-one support with those individuals particularly. This could be from additional resources, it could be training, it could be coaching, it might just be a coffee and a conversation. Really encourage your team to have a good work-life balance and to take breaks where necessary. Perhaps that change has put undue pressure on them and it might be leading to burnout, for example. And it's really important just to have that open and genuine and conversation and encourage them to discuss any fears they may have. And then really it's leading by example. You know, it's really important that you lead by example, that you're embracing that change, that you're displaying the positive behaviors. It may not be change that you want either, but sometimes having that acceptance and moving forward and moving on will make for a much more positive and successful and happy outcome for all. Be transparent and authentic with that communication with your team or with your peers, and really demonstrate how that positive attitude towards the change will reflect in the well-being of your day-to-day role. So change can come in a positive force for the business, but it's all about really how you handle it. And with these tips, we hope that you'll be able to confidently navigate any change that's coming your way and ensure that your team stays on track. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast today. My name's David Orrance, and I hope to speak to you again soon.